Hope and potential. My life has hope and potential. It always has and it always will. But there have been days when it's been hard to feel hopeful. Today is not one of those days. Today, my optimism and aspiration springs directly from the training I've received and the connection I have with the Earlbaum Center. I am not alone. As is true with most people living with sight loss, the initial experience is paralyzing. When I was first told my visual impairment was permanent and irreversible due to diabetic retinopathy, I felt the doors of my dreams slam shut. My plan to enroll at Sonoma State University, have an oil painting portrait business, and most importantly, to lead an active and independent lifestyle, fell out of my reach. I felt helpless. My family did everything they could to support me, but they couldn't give me back my strength. In retrospect, I wish I had learned about the Earlbaum Center sooner. That would have given me hope. I now know there are countless ways in which a person can become visually impaired. The leading cause of blindness in the U.S. is diabetic retinopathy. According to the 2011 Diabetes National Fact Sheet, there are close to 30 million Americans living with diabetes, and 40 to 45% of them have some stage of diabetic retinopathy. Currently, there are 1.75 million Americans in the U.S. living with age-related macular degeneration, another common cause of sight loss. And it's estimated that by 2020, the number will rise to 3 million. It's clear that permanent sight loss is something we must face as a society. The Earlbaum Center is the only center of its kind from the Golden Gate Bridge to the Oregon border. Essentially, anyone living in this vast area with visual impairment and a desire to remain independent and active in their community has only the Earlbaum Center to turn to for centralized vision loss services. These services cost money, and unfortunately, the government funding does not cover the need. The center relies on generous donations by community members such as you to make its valuable services available. Thanks to the Earlbaum Center, I went back to school and made the dean's list at Sonoma State. That never would have been possible without the assistive technology tutoring EBC gave me on a program called Zoom Text and the orientation and mobility training I was given to help me feel confident traversing the campus. I am still able to paint photorealistically thanks to aids I received through the EBC's Low Vision Clinic. I plan to return to school to get a master's degree in rehabilitation counseling for the visually impaired this fall. Today, I feel more capable than I can ever remember feeling. I shared my successes in Earlbaum's Living with Vision Loss class to help other folks going through their own sight loss journeys, and I'll continue to help in any way I can. Please join me in helping the Earlbaum Center continue to offer these life-changing services. Donate what you can, and together we'll keep dreams alive for everyone. Aaliyah Warren.